Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 39 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Joe Lewis.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It prevented something worse from happening.
A Lexington woman is rescued after being raped.
Springfield police thwart a mass shooting attempt.
The search is on for a missing Harrison County man.
An arrest is made in a fatal September Laurel County crash.
A new horse racing track is coming to Western Kentucky.
In sports, MSU basketball lands a new recruit.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 27 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A Kentucky woman was raped after a man offered her a ride. WKYT reports 45-year-old Franklin Faulkner gave the victim a ride on Sunday. Police reports say sometime during the encounter, Faulkner took the woman into the woods and raped her. The suspect's vehicle broke down around noon on Leestown Road in Lexington after the event. When an off-duty animal control officer saw the vehicle and went to investigate, the victim told the officer what happened. The officer then took her to the police station. Lieutenant Jai Hamilton with the Lexington Fayette Animal Care and Control says no one knows what could have happened if the off-duty officer hadn't shown up.
We want to help the community, and we're all about helping people and animals. He was just a regular person pulling over to do something good for somebody else, and it prevented something worse from happening.
Faulkner is charged with first-degree rape and kidnapping and pleaded not guilty to those charges Monday. He is lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center.
Springfield police believe they stopped a man planning a mass shooting at a Washington County business. KNN's Suzanne Duvall reports.
When officers confronted Matthew Smith in the parking lot Monday afternoon, police say he pointed a loaded gun at an officer's chest. After Smith was disarmed, cops found three handguns and numerous rifles in his truck. Springfield Police Chief Jim Smith says not only was the suspect armed to the teeth, he had detailed plans of the business.
He indicated he knew where the exits and entrances were. He indicated that he knew one exit. Stuff had been barricaded. He knew there was only one way in and one way out of the parking lot. He even had counted the air vents on the roof.
37-year-old Smith is being held on charges of attempted murder of a police officer, resisting arrest, criminal trespass, and wanton endangerment. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
Former University of Kentucky basketball player Tom Payne was granted parole after spending decades in prison on a rape conviction. The 68-year-old Payne previously spent 5 years in prison for rape in Georgia before he was extradited to Kentucky, where he was indicted on a rape charge in the Commonwealth. He would spend 5 years in prison in Kentucky before being paroled originally in 1983. He was then arrested in California in 1986 for another rape and would spend more than a decade in prison there before being transferred back to Kentucky for a parole violation, where he continued to serve a life sentence at the Kentucky State Reformatory near LaGrange. The center was the first black player to ever play for the University of Kentucky, and he also played with the Atlanta Hawks during the 1971-72 season.
A dog in Lexington was shot with a blow dart, and Animal Control is trying to find out who did it. X-ray images revealed what turned out to be a 6-inch-long steel dart inside the dog's chest when his owners brought him in. Amy Neville, a veterinary technician at the clinic, tells WKYT she can't understand why anyone would shoot at the dog.
I mean, he's the sweetest dog that I've ever met, so he would never hurt a fly. He is quite lucky to be moving around as well as he is.
The dog went through a 2.5-hour long surgery, but is expected to make a full recovery.
Investigators in Cynthiana are searching for a missing Harrison County man. Search crews have been looking along the Licking River for 39-year-old Kelly Yates. Search and rescue officer Regina Kraft says they have a lead.
We have an area that the dogs are hitting on, and they're telling me that when the dogs are hitting, that it has to be a human scent of some sort.
Hudgens was reported missing on November 13th and was last seen on Waterworks Avenue in Cynthiana. To report any information on the man's whereabouts, contact Harrison County Dispatch at 859-234-7100.
Police have arrested the man who caused a fatal Laurel County crash in September. WYMT reports 36-year-old Chris Francis was arrested yesterday by Laurel County Sheriff's deputies. According to police reports, Francis was under the influence of illegal drugs on September 5th and was driving on the wrong side of Hensley Road when he collided with another vehicle. His passenger, 60-year-old Holly Francis, died at the hospital. Three people in the vehicle Francis collided with were injured, and two of them were taken to UK Medical Center in Lexington. Police say Francis had an abnormally high amount of meth in his system at the time of the crash. Francis is charged with murder, two counts of first-degree assault, first-degree wanton endangerment, third offense of operating a motor vehicle under the influence, and failure of owner to maintain required insurance. He is lodged in the Laurel County Detention Center.
A Lexington man is behind bars after stealing a van. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
Police tell WKYT Justin Bowman stole a van, then made the victim pay for it to return it back. According to the court documents, Bowman made the victim drive to an ATM to get cash, saying he'd leave the victim on the side of the road if he didn't. When the victim eventually paid him $100, Bowman returned the van. Bowman is charged with extortion, possession of heroin, and driving on a suspended license. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
The Commonwealth's Attorney General Andy Beshear is going after another pharmaceutical company for what he argues were deceptive practices that helped fuel the state's opioid crisis. INSYS Therapeutics is the ninth such company the state's top law enforcement official has taken to court.
We have now filed more individual lawsuits against opioid manufacturers and distributors than any other state. Kentucky is leading the way. Kentucky is leading this fight.
Beshear argues INSYS promoted a fentanyl-based mouth spray, Subsys, for off-label use, incentivized its sales force to engage in unlawful and deceitful conduct, and offered doctors kickbacks. The company's founder and other executives were indicted and arrested in 2017. INSYS defended its promotion of Subsys against similar charges in New York, saying it made up a very small percentage of opioid prescriptions in that state.
We'll be back with more of your region's headlines after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center presenting the 34th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. More than 100 regional vendors of handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Keeneland and Churchill Downs on Friday won the right to jointly build and run a new harness racing track and gambling parlor in western Kentucky near Fort Campbell. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission voted 11-3 to award the first new racetrack license in nearly 25 years to the $150 million project for Oak Grove in Christian County, over competing projects from Kentucky Downs in Franklin and Caesars Bluegrass Downs in Paducah. The Herald Leader reports Churchill Downs and Keeneland, who jointly own 5% of the project, will build a 5/8-mile harness track to host 12 days of standardbred racing as early as 2019. They also plan to build a gambling parlor with up to 1,500 historical racing machines, which are similar to slot machines and have produced millions for purses and more than $21 million for the state since 2010. About 400 full and part-time jobs will be created by the facility, as well as an estimated 800 construction jobs.
A special election to decide on a nickel tax to pay off school construction debt is on the horizon for Westwood voters in Ashland. Fairview School Superintendent Jackie Risden-Smith plans to recommend the tax to the school board Monday, and the board is likely to take a vote that day. The tax would add 5 cents per $100 of valuation to property taxes in the district, and the money could only be used for construction and renovation. In Fairview's case, for making payments on the bonds that financed construction of its new middle school. It is called the recallable nickel tax because once enacted, voters can petition to place the issue on a special election ballot. Ashland, Boyd County, and Raceland-Worthington districts all have enacted recallable nickel taxes. The tax would generate an estimated $88,547 annually, and in the past, the state has contributed a matching amount, according to figures provided by the district.
Tristan Ballinger, an 18-year-old boy, is getting a second chance due to new technology. A tragic accident in 2016 left the teen in a coma, and he is still coping with brain injuries. The technology uses brain electronic connections that put sensors along the patient's muscles to test brain waves. Mike Ballinger told Spectrum News his son seemed much more relaxed and more in control of his body after trying the technology.
admiration for Tristan as a father. I just couldn't be more prouder, of a son or a child. He just continues to amaze me.
The Ballinger family traveled to Japan to try the treatment, which is not yet approved in the United States.
Morehead State University's Prestonsburg campus will be hosting a job fair. WMKY's Peyton Stewart has more.
Morehead State University at Prestonsburg will be partnering with Mountain Comprehensive Care Center to host an agency-wide job fair Tuesday. Mountain Comprehensive Care Center will hire on-site for a variety of jobs throughout much of its service area. Requirements range from high school diploma to fully licensed mental health professionals. The job fair will start at 9 a.m. and last through 4 p.m. Interested applicants may view positions and requirements online at www.mtcomp.org/careers. For WMKY News, I'm Peyton Stewart.
The Lexington Habitat for Humanity chapter has dedicated yet another home to a deserving family last Sunday. The organization and several other businesses teamed up to sponsor the home. According to officials, homebuyer Antoinette Screech and her four kids are excited to move in from their old apartment into their new house just in time for the holidays. Screech says she looks forward to making plenty of memories in their new home and wants to thank Habitat for Humanity for giving her this opportunity.
The Council on Postsecondary Education has partnered with six colleges and universities to launch an employability initiative. A statement from the council says the initiative is designed to make sure that students who graduate from higher education programs have essential employability qualities, including people skills, problem-solving abilities, and professional strengths such as work ethic and technological agility. Council on Postsecondary Education President Aaron Thompson said the program will build bridges from the classroom to the workplace by adding value to degrees earned and fulfilling the needs of employers. The institutions participating in the initiative include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Gateway Community and Technical College, Jefferson Community and Technical College, Kentucky State University, Murray State University, and the University of Kentucky. Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 27 degrees. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, highs around 47 degrees. Wednesday night, a few clouds, lows around 30. Thursday, sunshine along with some cloudy intervals, highs around 44. Thursday night, clear skies, lows around 29 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, highs around 54 degrees. Friday night, cloudy with periods of rain, lows around 41. Chance of rain at 100%, rainfall near half an inch. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, 38 degrees, Lexington, 39 degrees, in Ashland and Inez, 42 degrees, Winchester, 40 degrees, and in Moorhead, it's currently 40 degrees.
On today's feature segment, a Jefferson County native has made his way into the Olympic Team Trials Marathon. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
24-year-old trail runner Zach Bevan has been running for most of his life. Earlier this month, he achieved his dream of qualifying for the Olympic Team Trials Marathon.
A and B standard, and you know, it's kind of technical with that, what the differences are. But basically, the governing body for USA Track and Field says that if you hit the world B standard, then you have the right to go to the Olympic Trials and compete for a spot on the team because you're eligible to run in the Olympics with that time. So I hit that time. So we're going to be going to Atlanta to compete for a spot on the Olympic team.
Bevan says he was hooked on the sport at a young age, and his love for it followed him throughout his school years.
Just being around the sport was contagious, and the more that I was around it, the more I fell in love. And it didn't hurt that I found out, 11 or 12, that I was pretty good at it. And then competed in high school and was pretty good at it, competed at UK, and figured that I didn't run great at UK, but figured that I could be a pretty good road runner, so I kept doing it on the road. And there we are.
For a trail runner like Bevan, making it to the Olympic Trials is a personal achievement just as good as making the Olympic team.
So the Olympic Trials is a great, for runners like me, it's almost like the Olympics for us. Just getting to go to that event, stand there with the true internationally competitive runners and line up with them and get to compete with them before they run away and never come back.
Getting his body ready for the 26.2-mile runs, the avid marathoner says pushing yourself in training is essential to getting the body into a rhythm.
A lot of it is running stuff faster than marathon pace so that when you are running marathon pace, it feels easy. And then other aspects of training are running at marathon pace for extended periods of time so that you know, you just, your body just kind of gets used to that rhythm. And then when it comes race day, you've done it so many times that you just kind of naturally fall into it and you don't even have to think about it.
Marathon races require runners to maintain a balance as they work to keep a qualifying pace without overexerting the body.
It's just, I don't know, it's a very kind of intuitive feeling pace. Because you're trying to like run as fast as you can while still remaining relaxed, because you have to do it for a really long time. So you just kind of naturally fall into it, and then you just kind of try to keep that tempo going.
Switching gears from running trails to road running, Bevan has set aside his passion for the trails to make his goal of making the trials.
Another reason I was kind of excited about it is that I think I'm a better trail runner than I am a road runner. But I knew I had the talent on the roads to do this, so I figured I should put my trail career, my trail running, on hold for a little bit, just because once you start doing those longer races on the trails, it kind of, you become stronger, but it takes away some of that speed that you have. So I kind of decided to put the, you know, the 50, 100 mile race type stuff on hold for a little bit while I was chasing the 219 trial standard.
Bevan will be heading to Atlanta in February of 2020 to compete for one of the top three positions on Team USA. The 2020 Olympics will be hosted in Tokyo, Japan. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
It's 4:46 and 39 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Joe Lewis, joined by my co-host, Chaz Jenkins. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us this chilly fall Tuesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
That's one more for the Eagles, reporting for WMKY Sports. I'm Tilden Johnson. Tyson Claude, a 6'8" power forward who averaged a double-double in his final high school season, has signed a national letter of intent to join the Morehead State men's basketball program. Claude, a native of Goldsboro, North Carolina, is attending Morvian Prep in Hickory, North Carolina this season. Eagles head coach Preston Spradlin talks about the signing.
Ty is a player that we're really excited to add to our roster. He's a postgraduate kid, so he'll come in a little bit older than a typical freshman, which means he's got time to develop his body. He's got great size, great length, great instincts when it comes to rebounding the ball and blocking shots. He's a load inside, and he'll really give us an inside presence going forward that we've been looking to have here at Morehead State.
Claude led Goldsboro High School in 2017-18, averaging 21 points and 12 rebounds. He joins fellow 2019-20 additions Taylon Cooper and Julius Dixon as the newest members of the Eagle program. MSU basketball yet again is making waves in the OVC. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins has more.
After finishing a 3-game stretch this week, averaging 23.3 points per game and leading her team in rebounding, senior guard Miranda Crockett has been named the OVC Player of the Week. Crockett led her team to 2 victories over Valparaiso and Chicago State in the Vinewood Farm Classic at Johnson Arena on Friday and Saturday. The Martinsville, Virginia native scored a career-high 30 points on 10 of 16 shooting while knocking down 10 of 11 free throws and nabbing 12 boards against Valpo in MSU's 68-62 win. On Saturday, Crockett hit double figures again with 19 points scored of 6 of 10 shooting and a 7 of 9 night from the charity stripe. Named to the preseason All-OVC team, Crockett is pacing the Eagles in scoring with an average of 22.4 PPG and rebounding with 6.8 rebounds per game. The senior guard has now been tabbed OVC Player of the Week 3 times in her career. For WMKY Sports, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The University of Kentucky basketball Wildcats are preparing to take on Winthrop at home. The Cats are currently on a 3-game winning streak after falling to Duke in their season opener. The Cats are coming off a 92-82 win over VMI on Sunday, and after the game, head coach John Calipari said the main thing to keep in mind with his young team is you have to be patient.
It's not easy for these kids. It's not easy for our fans, and I would tell our fans, I said it on the radio, You should never be upset with these kids. They're 17 and 18 and 19. They're doing exactly what I'm trying to get them to do. Be mad at me. Be mad at me. You don't need to be mad at the kids. Cheer them on. It's hard to play here. I mean, VMI came in. This was a big deal. In Rupp Arena, in front of, I mean, that's every game we play is this way.
That sound was courtesy of Big Blue Insider. The Cats are taking on Winthrop at 1 p.m. tomorrow. University of Kentucky senior linebacker Josh Allen has been named one of the three finalists for the 24th Chuck Bedrick Award for the Outstanding Defensive Player of the Year. The 6'5", 260-pound linebacker from Montclair, New Jersey, has been a force on defense for the Wildcats this season. His 13 sacks are third best in the country and lead the SEC. Allen also leads the SEC with 17.5 tackles for loss. The Bednarik Award winner will be announced as part of the Home Depot College Football Award Show, which airs on Thursday, December 6th, live on ESPN. After falling to 5-5 on the season, the Bengals look to get back in the win column when they take on the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. Bengals special assistant coach Hugh Jackson will have his first chance to get revenge on his former team. Head coach Marvin Lewis talks about the advantage of having Jackson on his staff in a game with the Browns.
Well, I think obviously Hugh understands their personnel. He understands, you know, part of the way, particularly defensively, they were putting the plan together and so forth. So, but, you know, it, you know, his involvement that way is he can be, an asset to us in some ways.
The Browns are coming off a bye week after beating the Falcons 28-16 on November 11th. Kickoff from Paul Brown Stadium is set for 1 p.m. on Sunday. The LA Rams and Kansas City Chiefs combined for 1,001 total yards and 105 points in a Monday night game that more than lived up to its expectations. Jared Goff hit Gerald Everett for a 40-yard scoring touchdown with a minute 49 remaining to send the Rams past the Chiefs 54-51. Goff passed for 413 yards and 4 touchdowns in the NFL's highest scoring game this season. Patrick Mahomes threw for 6 touchdowns, but was picked off twice in the final 78 seconds, as the Chiefs fell to 9-2 on the year. Marcus Peters and LaMarcus Joyner came up from the late interceptions for the 10-1 Rams. Last night's game was the highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history. And the Chicago Bears quarterback Michael Trubisky is day-to-day with a right shoulder injury as the team prepares for Thursday's game against the Detroit Lions. Bears coach Matt Nagy said the injury would prevent Trubisky from practicing today, and the team does not have practice tomorrow. The injury is not considered serious, but it could keep him out of the Bears' Thanksgiving game against the Lions. And lastly in sports, a man accused of driving onto and damaging the Eastern Iowa baseball field made famous by the 1989 movie Field of Dreams must serve 2 to 5 years of probation. Television station KCRG reports that 21-year-old Austin Pape of Dyersville also was granted a deferred judgment at his sentencing yesterday. A deferred judgment allows Pape's conviction to be removed from court records if he fulfills his probation terms. Investigators say Pape acknowledged driving onto the field on January 22nd. The field sits just outside of Dyersville, 140 miles northeast of Des Moines. Thousands of people visit the property every year, running around the bases and walking to the surrounding cornfields. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Dalton Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts Lipscomb this Sunday afternoon at 2:05 and Northern Kentucky on Tuesday, November 27th at 7:35 p.m. Women's basketball hosts Kentucky Christian at 6:05 p.m. on Monday, November 26th. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The major U.S. stock indices all fell sharply today as they did yesterday, and actually all three indices have turned negative for the year as a decline in target shares pressured retailers, while the most popular tech shares were actually mixed today and certainly off of their lows from yesterday. The Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 551.80 at 24,465.64. The S&P 500 was down 48.84 at 2641.89. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 119.65 at 6908.82. Target fell just over 10% after reporting weaker than expected earnings for the previous quarter. The company also had posted lighter than forecast same store sales, which is a key metric for retailers. And this decline sent the Spider S&P Retail ETF down 3.3%. Kohl's was down 8.8%. L Brands plummeted 17%. And Macy's was down 3.2%. And the tech sector, as mentioned today, mixed after yesterday's extreme weakness, which sent the popular FANG trade stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and or I should say Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google paired Alphabet, all in a bear market where they're down more than 20% from their highs. Today, Amazon was down 1%. Google managed a 0.3% gain. Facebook was up 0.625%, and Netflix was down 1.3%. Apple continued to be weak with a drop today of almost 5%. Boeing shares fell 1.5% after the company canceled a conference call with airlines to discuss the systems on the 737 MAX model. And, of course, last month, the 737 MAX crashed and killed all 189 people, on a flight in Indonesia. In the commodities markets today, oil was hammered, finishing with a loss of almost 7% at $53.32 a barrel. Gold was down 0.25% at $1,222.30 an ounce. And most global markets were weak today, with the Stock 600 in Europe down 1.18%. In the Far East, the Nikkei was down 1.1%, and the Shanghai Composite was down just over 2%. No Dow stocks finished with a gain today. The worst performers in the Dow were Apple and Goldman Sachs. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Agilent Technologies and Campbell Soup, while the worst performers were L Brands and Jacobs Engineering. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 57 cents at $45.06, Dollar General down 5.22 at $105.29, Marathon Petroleum down $1.05 at $61.90, Humana down $2.90 at $307.50, Yum Brands was down 91 cents at $87.22, and Procter & Gamble was down 1.25, finishing at $92.04. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Moorhead, a trail town community in eastern Kentucky located near I-64 within the Daniel Boone National Forest. Home to Moorhead State University, Moorhead Conference Center, and St. Clair Healthcare, the City of Moorhead supports community livability, economic prosperity, educational enrichment, cultural outreach, and recreational engagement. The City of Moorhead can be reached at 606-784-8505, Facebook, and online at moorhead-ky.gov.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 27 degrees. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, highs around 47 degrees. Wednesday night, a few clouds, lows around 30. Thursday, sunshine along with some cloudy intervals, highs around 44. Thursday night, clear skies, lows around 29. Friday, partly cloudy, highs around 54 degrees. Friday night, cloudy with periods of rain, lows around 41 degrees. Chance of rain at 100%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Taking a look at the listing area temperatures in Moorhead, 40 degrees, Flemingsburg, 38 degrees, Lexington, 39 degrees, in Ashland and Inez, 42 degrees, and in Winchester, it's 40 degrees.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Chaz Jenkins, Tilden Johnson, Leanne Akers, Logan Pemberton, Cody Robinson, Peyton Stewart, Haley Stidham, Naya Andueza, Chanisty Davis, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon came from Nacogdoches Miller. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Joe Lewis for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.